You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. The Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Welcome back. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. Does it feel like football season to you, Appel? Like, does it actually feel like football season yet, or is it not? Like, do you need a game? Do you need the Hall of Fame game on Thursday for it to like really sink in? Or Wednesday?
I don't even know if the Hall of Fame game lets it sink in. Like, we're still in July, so it's hard for me to feel like football in July. Usually, the first week or so of training camp, it's still like this kind of feels weird. But once we flip the calendar over to August and everybody's playing their preseason games, and then personally, like, I start to get some of my schedule for the season, that's when it starts to feel like football season. But in a weird way, even when football season starts, it takes a few weeks to actually feel like football is like a normal thing that we have back. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like a novelty in the first week or two.
Yeah. Do you know any games that you're going to be doing yet? Aren't you doing a Dolphins-Jaguars preseason game, the only preseason game in Miami?
Yeah, so on the 23rd, I'm doing the Jags-Dolphins with Gio Bernard on Sports USA, and then my first regular season game is in Arizona Week 2, which will be Panthers and Cardinals.
I wonder, you know, it's funny when you look at the Dolphins' schedule. They have two preseason games on the road, and then their third and final preseason game, that one, against the Jaguars. I wonder how they're going to use the preseason. And, you know, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it, but just thinking now at the top of my head, typically – since they switched from four to three preseason games. Before, the fourth one was a joke. Like, nobody dressed up for that one. The third game was the quote-unquote dress rehearsal game. Now, it's kind of been like, game one, the starters will go out there maybe. They'll play a series, and that's it. And then the second game was kind of like the quote-unquote dress rehearsal. Maybe they'll play a half of football. And then the third one was meaningless. But since this is the only home preseason game for the Dolphins, I wonder if, you know, maybe first game you won't see the starter, second game you'll see Tua for a series, and then the third game in front of the home crowd you'll get, like, I don't know, of a full half, but maybe like a quarter, maybe.
See, I don't know if it's because it's in front of the home crowd you want to give the fans something to come and watch. I think it might be more like routine oriented. All right, so when we have a home game, this is how far before we get to the stadium. This is when we go out for warmups. This is like, and maybe they want to go through the quote unquote dress rehearsal that way, not so much to give the Johnny in section 131 a chance to watch Tyreek Hill, but more just to get everybody back in the rhythm of, hey, we're not all traveling together. We're not all getting on a bus to get to the stadium. Like, this is, we're all coming from different places. We're all coming from home. So I could see that being the case, but I would imagine they're going to have everybody in bubble wrap. Like, I can't imagine we're going to see Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips and Tua and Tyreek and Waddle a lot. Devon Achane. I can't imagine we're going to see a lot of them in the preseason. Maybe that was one of the pros and cons that Minka was talking about.
Maybe. Maybe, man, you're really hung up on that. I had a buddy text me, Chris. He's like, tell Pell to shut up and get over it.
Somebody on the text line was like, oh, you're just mad that he's not giving you an interview. I don't care. I just think it's so ridiculous. Like, just answer the question. The thing that was amusing to me is that he literally answered the question he didn't want to ask,
yep,
or didn't want to answer,
yep,
right after he said all that. It is weird to me.
Tua was in the orange jersey today, by the way, at Dolphins practice. For those of you who are just getting out of work and looking for some updates, I'm going to read to you, you know, a couple things that you want to know from Dolphins camp. Omar Kelly had a stock up, stock down report, or a stock report. I'll read that, some of the observations for you in a second. But Mike McDaniel talked about Kader Kohou. We know kind of, I don't know, there's like varying reports here. He limped off the field. Some reporters were saying he was limping. Other reporters saying that it wasn't necessarily a limp, but maybe just like favoring one side a little bit. But either way, he was injured in that practice, left the practice on Saturday. Mike McDaniel today, earlier this morning, he was the update on the Kader Kohou injury.
We're kind of, it's a day-to-day evaluation with some, swelling. So we're a couple evaluations away from in the next couple days. So we're really just taking it day-to-day and see where it's at. But good spirits, and the team's good.
They're concerned that it could be something that can sideline him into the season.
I mean, if there would be concern, it would be completely made up. There's quite literally, I don't have the information to lean in anyway, so my optimistic that I know nothing.
All right.
He even makes an innocuous day-to-day update the most long-winded possible answer. It's so funny. I will say, we knew that Artie Burns tore his ACL pretty much the same day.
Yeah.
I feel like if there was a concern that Kohou would be out long term with an injury like that, whether it be like an Achilles or like a broken ankle or a torn ACL,
yeah,
or something along those
definitely
lines,
not,
we would have known.
Yeah, it's not like season threatening. I think we're all pretty confident in that.
I hope we'd be making stuff up if we're saying
correct.
That.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. Sorry, McDaniel. I don't mean to There was just a headline on ESPN. Schefter was there, and it said something along the lines of, Christian Wilkins' kiss on the forehead of teammate made locker room unhappy, or something like that. Just a ridiculous
I saw it on the bottom line
on ESPN. Yeah, a ridiculous bottom line. Christian Wilkins' kiss on teammate forehead upset locker room. What a weird world, man.
Weird. Florio says that's not true.
We'll see. We're going to find out. This is all going to come out at some point.
I love when insiders go at it.
Earlier in the show, Josh Appel is here. Hawk will be back. He's going to do a show on Thursday. Crowder had to step out to do some stuff with a pivot. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll do the show again tomorrow. We're hoping to have Cal Seeloff on tomorrow, talk a little bit about the Marlins. The Marlins play tonight. We'll get the headlines in a second, but I did see the Marlins announced they're going to be honoring Jack McKeon next Sunday as he enters the mm-hmm. Marlins Hall of Fame. And first 8,000 fans are going to get a Jack McKeon bobblehead. And I'm so bummed, man, because the Jack McKeon bobblehead does not have a cigar. And it's just,
I was just about to ask.
It's disingenuous, man. Come on. Throw the damn – I get it. You know, new age managers wouldn't be able to rip a heater in the dugout. Jack McKeon probably wouldn't be able to – smoke a cigar in the dugout anymore. I get it, all right? Live in a new world. Can't promote tobacco use. Like, I get it. I gotcha. It's not Jack McKeon without a mother bleeping cigar in his mouth, man. It is not Jack McKeon without a cigar in his mouth.
Normally, I would blindly defend my former employer.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I mean, Jack McKeon is synonymous with two things, in my opinion. Winning the World Series with the Marlins in 03.
Yes, sir.
And chewing on some cigars.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the cigar's got to be part of it.
Crazy. All right, let's do headlines here, and then we'll talk some more Dolphins. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I'm just reading. Stock up, stock down, stock report. Omar Kelly in the Miami Herald. Top performers today. Guess who is the first person he writes about? Top performers today.
I'm going to say Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers, man. It's the Ewers season, baby. Let's go. Oh, Quinn
Ewers.
That
was just a guess, by the way. I haven't read the column.
He writes, Quinn Ewers is clearly beginning to grasp the Dolphins' offense and develop chemistry with his back end of the roster teammates. The rookie has begun to make throws to elicit a head nod, impressing his teammates. It will be interesting to see his progression as he continues to gain comfort in this offense. Interesting.
Look, I think that you can already – I don't remember really anybody saying this type of thing about, you know, the last late-round quarterback pick in Skylar Thompson. I think that's kind of the bar that we're judging Quinn Ewers at right now, because he's essentially the replacement for Skylar. I know he was technically the backup, but, I mean, Zach Wilson's another step up from that. I think you could more A to B compare Ewers and Skylar. Ewers in shorts so far, looking good.
I'm trying to like remain composed with the Ewers hype, because I did this with Skylar Thompson, and I championed the Skylar Thompson should be the backup for 3 years until he finally was the backup, and then he finally got into the game, and he might have had the worst quarterback performance in the history of the organization until Tim Boyle stepped on the field in the third quarter of that Seattle game, and somehow outdid what Skylar Thompson did in the first half. And to be fair, I know he had a rib injury. Like, I get it. But, man, that was miserable. Just miserable.
But Ewers, we've seen him play at a high level against high-level competition in college.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he has his deficiencies as a quarterback, no doubt. But we've seen it before at a high level when he was at Texas. We saw flashes. I mean, I say we saw flashes. Who was really watching Skylar Thompson play quarterback at Kansas State? You were just watching a highlight tape after he got drafted.
All right, just rounding this out. Top performers. Quinn Ewers, safety Jordan Colbert. Omar Wright pulled down an interception on a middle-of-the-field pass from Wilson, ran it back for a respectable gain. And then receiver Theo Weiss Jr., he writes, had back-to-back touchdown catches for Ewers in the final 11-on-11 red zone period. The 6'2", 210-pound undrafted rookie from Missouri has been one of the top playmakers on the third-team unit, and seems to be outperforming Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who was one of Miami's top free agent signings this offseason. That's not good. Stock up, I mean, Chop Robinson.
Seems to be outperforming Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Camp started 4 days ago. They haven't even put on pads yet, like, honestly.
First padded practice tomorrow, baby. Can't wait. Chop Robinson, stock up. He's been terrorizing Miami's offensive tackles all camp, and it doesn't matter what unit he's lining up with. And then stock down. Addison West was the center behind a few quarterback to center exchange issues Miami had early in Monday's 11-on-11 red zone work. It was the first day of Miami's 5 training camp practices where there were issues snapping the football. Not what I want to read after a couple seasons of snap issues between whether it was Connor Williams a couple years ago, last year as well, there in Brewer. Just figure it out. Snap the football to catch the football. That's it. Just figure it out.
Why is it always like the same like little issue?
Crazy,
all the time?
Crazy.
All the time.
Crazy. All right. The Marlins are going to play tonight. You know who's on the mound tonight, Appel, for the Fish?
I believe it's Edward Cabrera.
Okay. And you're sticking to what you told us in the first hour. Marlins won't be won't be buyers at the deadline? Deadline's later this week.
No, they're going to be soft sellers, in my opinion. Right. But we'll get some clarity with hopefully Kyle Seeloff tomorrow. Maybe he'll be able to shed some light on it. It's a listen, I can't. I know that you can publicly say we feel a lot better about this team than maybe some of you that are on the outside, but I don't think really anybody inside the organization would have thought that on July 28th, they'd be 50-54 and 6 games out of a wild card spot.
Nah, I mean they're making they're fun. Yeah. They're fun, bro. You don't have to convince anybody. Everybody's in agreement, I think, at this point.
No.
The Marlins right now are fun. At the very least.
For
nobody,
sure.
Nobody thought that we'd be talking about the Marlins on July 28th. So at the very least, they're fun.
No, and I hope there aren't folks who like are in and out of following the team that are going to see them make some moves with names they recognize. Oh, here we go again. Like, at the end of the day, they are 4 games under 500, and they're building for something bigger than just this year.
You like watching the Cup at Flannies, I bet. You like watching the Stanley Cup, a seal or a sea lion eating fish out of it. That was
with Will Wito.
With Will Wito. And then, yesterday, the Stanley Cup and Leo Messi at the Coldplay concert. My brother was there. He took a video of Messi. Bro, that video right now, Messi and his wife up on the TV, that video is up to 11 million views. 11 million views just on Twitter. Crazy.
That's great. That's great work out of your brother, like being ready for that. Because like the first, it's always going to be the first couple people that get the video out on social media that are going to reap the rewards from it. Big ups to your brother for that one.
Yeah, 11 million views. Crazy, man. Crazy how Messi traffics stuff on social. Just insane.
The Panthers Cup video has what, 12 million views?
Not exactly. Yeah. just above 28,000 views of who was it, Aaron Ekblad or was it Gus Forsling?
It was Ekblad and Forsling. Yeah.
Ekblad and Forsling, yeah, chugging out of the Stanley Cup yesterday in a suite at the Coldplay concert. I love that, man. These guys are still partying. Yeah. F yeah.
Hey, Chris Martin, great music. You put on a great show. How about you read a book? Guys drink out of a cup. Hey, I hope you're not driving home. All right,
Chris Martin. All right, Chris Martin.
We got you.
Yeah. By the way, Inter Miami, I didn't even mention it. No Messi, no Alba on Saturday. Drew to a 0-0 draw in Miami, or in Fort Lauderdale, I should say, at Chase Stadium. So I think technically they still control their destiny for the Supporters Shield. Your weather, it's 93 degrees right now. Hot as hell. That's your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour continues. Welcome back to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Final segment on a Monday. Fun Monday show. Appreciate everybody who tuned in. Thanks to Chris Perkins for coming on earlier today. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. Hopefully the good vibes continue tonight with the Marlins. They're in St. Louis, 7:45 p.m. tonight. Just looking, you know, maybe to throw a little something on the fish. Edward Cabrera, over-under on Strikeouts set at 4.5. The over's at minus 140. So do with that info what you would like. Augustin Ramirez to get a hit, minus 325 over one hit. Xavier Edwards, minus 375. Otto Lopez, minus 325. Stowers to get a hit is at minus 230. And for those of you that like to partake in some sports betting and have the Hard Rock Bet app, I've checked, so you don't have to. Yes, you can bet on Thursday's Hall of Fame game. The Chargers, the Lions, Hall of Fame game. The Chargers are 1.5-point dogs against the Detroit Lions. Let's see here. Is there any no player props just yet? No player props. Maybe throw a little something on OG, the second man. No player props just yet. But there you go. Got a lot coming up this weekend. Marlins play the Cardinals. We got the Yankees in town later this week. You have Leagues Cup beginning on Wednesday. Inter-Miami will be playing. Leo Messi will be back on the pitch. You've got the MLB trade deadline. You've got the Hall of Fame game. It is happening. We'll step aside now so that Larry Bluestein, legend, he'll have the South Florida High School Sports Show coming up in the next segment. Love me some Larry Bluestein. I'll be listening to that on my trek back to West Kendall. Everybody have an awesome Monday. Enjoy your Lunas. Thanks again to Chris Perkins, Josh Appel, Channing Crowder. Jimmy was at jury duty today. We'll get a full report from him tomorrow. And among other things, we'll be talking more Dolphins first padded practice tomorrow. Appreciate everybody who tuned in. And go Marlins, as Hawk would say. Adios, Miami.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.